Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, I'm going to play some music here to get us in the mood.
Okay? Here we go with Just to Know Him by Charles Jenkins and Fellowship.
I don't know why. I don't know why. But the victory. the prodigal son. Now listen at me. It is something, and I looked at my life, I was a prodigal daughter. And the Lord, and sometimes I still, when you fall, a lot of people run from God. But God, he knows the error in our mistakes. So we're going to get into this message, and we're going to break it all down. It might be a two-part, Pastor, because there's a lot to digest with the prodigal son. A lot of people look at the prodigal son, I wouldn't let him come back. But see, there's mercy. Every day there's new mercy. Lamentation 3:22. Amen? So let's get into the word of God. And I was just listening to Fred Hammond, prodigal son. I had a son that get missing, walked off from my home. He didn't know why, and he had to go out there in the wilderness and the Lord to show him that it's all about him. But he came back, no hurt, harm, or danger. I kept listening to the prodigal son crying out. Not just our kids. It's many kids are out there. It's prodigal. That don't mean you shun them. Some might be on drugs, mental health. They're strayed from the kingdom of God in the world. Okay, I look at a lot of stuff, what's going on. It's a lot of kids, and some are runaways, some being rebellious. We can look at all that, and they want to do it their way. But we're going to look at what God says in the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored. And okay, I got good news. Cancer free. Okay, so
hallelujah! That is something awesome. God, thank you. We were talking on this, knowing that we serve a faithful God. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to you, baby. Wait a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right, give me some. Thank you, Lord. Hold on, everybody. Oh, Lord, thank you. All right, let's get into the message. These tears of joy for God, he hears anything that's going on, and that is a big praise report to me. Knowing my God, our God is faithful. My God, see, everything is personal. I be saying my. And hallelujah, Ken. Thank God. All right, let's get into the message. I got tears running out my eyes. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to Luke 15:11. We're going to go Luke 15:31, okay?
Amen.
All right. Oh, I can't even see. Hallelujah. All right, let's get in this, God. The parable of a lost son, that is what a prodigal is when they're lost. So when I look at it in life, if you look at Luke 19:10, Jesus went out and seek and save the lost. If one sheep return, you know, if he have 100, if one astray, you know God, the shepherd goes and look for him. Amen? And when they return, they rejoice in heaven. Hallelujah. Okay? Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The youngest one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. I will be reading out of NIV, okay? A new international version to make it plain and simple, okay? Not going to add to God's word. I'm going to read what, you know, we have the scholars that broke everything down because it's a hard for King James, but I'm used to King James, but we're going to get in this. I'll go back to verse 12. The young one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the young son got together all he had, set off of a distant country, and there was squandered his wealth with wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he had began to be in need. So he went and, help me, Holy Spirit. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of the country who sent him to a field to feed the pig. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pig were eating, but no one would give him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. Verse 18, I will set out and go back to my father and said to my father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to the father. But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, ran to his son, threw his arm around him, kissed him. 21, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worth to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, quickly, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest cow and kill it, cat and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is also alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near to the house, he heard the music and dances, so he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fat calf because he is back. And safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded for him. But he answered the father, look, all these years I have slaved for you and never disobeyed you, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate my friend. But when the son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes come home, you killed the fat calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. When you look at this right here, this is something. When you get to going down and to read this, now, the father, you know, when I'm a parent, okay? Pastor Ken, a parent. You know when one of your kids something and they just want theirs, you know that's the baby. He was whining, I want mine. You know it's always the oldest son to get the blessing first, okay? The oldest always get the blessing. The man is not even dead. The father is not dead, but he's demanding he wanted his now. Now we can look at all what he have done. He wasn't a wise steward. He wasn't patient. Dad still living. Now, we're going to do it in a spiritual principle. So when he got all this money, he wasn't a good steward, was it? You know, when we didn't got a lot of money and we haven't have wise counsel, you know, and knowing how to handle, he didn't have how to handle God's property. That's the same thing. A lot of people get money. I looked at a lot of the millionaires. You know, they hit the mega million down here in different parts. I heard a man, $30 million, $150 million. And this what got me. Everyone is broke. They back. Some went back homeless. And that's another form I'm looked at this. And I asked God to make me a wise steward. Okay, make me wise. Don't let me be foolish again. And when that only thing it's given is we'll make it plain and simple tonight. You know, when God give you something, and the Father is God, and that's how he put it in a parable, okay? That parable is like when God give us stuff, just like the prodigal son. Haven't you ever got money and you want to party with your friend and try to impress? That's all that was. But he went to a different land, and the other people go to different land, come back, and you come back. Now, he was going to go eat with the animals. All this money, all this lollygagging, now he's in a pig pen. And you know God says in the Word, don't cast your pearls before swine. Okay? When God give us all these gifts, even with our life, okay, we can't swindle and be around and let things trample pigs. That's us, the things of the world. We are pearls. He said, we're the pearl and the pigs of swine, whatever it tries to trample over and dirty up what God have given you. So when I look at my life, I said, Lord, I messed up so many times in my life, and I had to keep crying out. I had to ask God for deliverance. But do you know when he came to his senses? You know, he went to go work. He didn't have to go work. He had enough. But do you know he came back to his senses? He said he had to go, but he repented. He said, Father, I sinned against heaven and earth. He could say, oh, I got this. He had to come and humble himself and then to be able to come back home. So let's get into some more scripture. Pastor, you got anything to say about this? I've been waiting to speak on it because, okay, and he was lost. A lot of times we've been got lost out and been around the wrong people. But, you know, it's something. I can't really just, he gave it to me all at once while I'm sitting here listening to the prodigal son. And when I look back at my life and how I had to keep coming back to God, and the Lord, he don't hold it against us. He be warning you to come back and get back in that shepherd fold. He didn't say him to give him. He didn't scorn him. He didn't say, I told you so. I looked at the Father. That is the God all time. Was he running to us? He wants to return back to our first love. Amen. Amen. So let's get some scriptures, okay? You know, we all have made mistakes, but it's time we return back to our first love. So let's get, hold on, Pastor. Okay, that's about something else, okay. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at 20 scriptures to pray over a prodigal. If you got a prodigal son, prodigal daughter, okay, prodigal grandkids, these are prayers we're going to look at. Okay. Claim scripture to pray for your prodigal child and partner with God in some way all parents can do. It is also a powerful thing to do for that child. God's words has power, and we will claim those powerful promises over the scriptures and pray to our prodigal child. God's power will go to work in their heart. It will do things that we can't do and capable of doing because his word has power that our words and action don't have. God's word is a weapon that we can use when praying for our kids, our children, and even one that the enemy can't prevail against. You know, we can pray against. I had to pray when my child was gone. And when he came back, I had, you know, those are examples of how God wants us to do when the children come back. Give them finance, not trying to buy them, okay, to take that guilt. God made sure he have the finest clothes, gave him a ring, cleaned him up like nothing have happened. Then he celebrated, hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do when our kids come back, because he does it for us. When one of his sheep or one of his prodigal children return back to their first love. Okay, let's go. Go back. God's word is a weapon that we can use when praying for our kids and it is one of the enemies can't prevail against. That's Hebrews 4:12. It is important to remember that even in your prodigal child doesn't want to hear anything from God's word, they cannot stop you from praying his word over them. Here are 20 scriptures, okay? Let's look at John. Ethel, you have to excuse me. I'm kind of excited and tired all at the same time. And the good news of cancer-free, okay? All right.
Amen.
Of my brother, King. I'm excited. I'm stuttering, and I know the word. But all right. It said, Lord, I pray that you put your son's name, will know, or your daughter, will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. Okay? And that's John. And place their name on it. That's not adding. That's making it personal, okay? I had to pray over my son, over my knees. Romans 8:38-39. Thank you, Lord, that nothing can separate put your child's name from your love. Romans 12:12. Lord, help me to be joyful in hope and faithful in prayer for your child, okay? Jeremiah 31:16. Father, thank you for the promise that my faithful works will be rewarded and that you will bring your son or daughter back from the enemy. Okay? Philippians 1:6. God, thank you that you will complete the good work that you began in your son's or daughter's name. Amen?
Amen.
Acts 26:18. God, I ask that you will open the eyes of my son, he or she, and will return from darkness into light and from the power of Satan to your power. Hallelujah. Okay? We can pray this. We are children of God. We have power and authority to use God's word. Amen? These are powerful things to pray as your parent or a prodigal son. Let's look at John. We got number 7. 1 John 2:15. Lord, I pray that my son, whatever the name or daughter, will not love or enjoy the pleasures of this world. Amen?
Amen.
Let's take a break, Pastor. Let's take a break.
All righty. Wow, we're going to play a great song. Okay, we're going to play a song here by Jonathan McReynolds called Pressure. Here we go.
Turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends.
I got another phone for that.
That I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take on me all the pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only
Let's get back into the word. Let's see, we're still doing prayer over a prodigal, and then we're going to still get back on how to be forgiven, how to forgive a prodigal son. Amen. Now, we will stop off at number, the prayer number 8. In Psalm 34:8, Father, I ask that your son or daughter will taste to see the goodness and know your kindness. Hallelujah. Ephesians, help your son or daughter, put their place and name to know and understand your greatness for him and her. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we have so many prayers we can pray over our kids. To put place their name in the Bible right out of the vision plane, and Habakkuk as well. He said, right out your vision, make it plain and see one. He run with it. It might pair, but it will come to pass. Because, you know, the prayers, no one can stop those prayers. God hears every prayer on everyone in this whole universe, in the whole world. And we need prayer, prayer for our kids. So there's a lot of things that are going on, even in the school. Even they might not be prodigal. You still can pray this over your child, okay? We have the next generation. We have the elementary. We have the middle school, okay? Pastor, I got to put on hold. Got an emergency call coming in right quick. Do you have Prodigal Son by Fred Hammond?
I'll look and see.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It'll take about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Yes, I do. I have Prodigal Son by Fred Hammond. Here we go. Let's play it.
That's
Song.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's get back to the prayer. We're going to do three more. We're going to do 18 of them. We're at number 11. These are points that you can go to God. James 5 and 16. God, thank you for promising you give a scripture that you will answer the prayers of the righteous person, and those prayers will be accomplished much. 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. God, when I don't know what to do in concern, put your son or daughter's name, help me to turn my eyes to you and keep them on you. Okay, and I'm going to do something else. Even if you're having a going through a marriage and your husband or your wife, you can place their name there as well because they still are sons and daughters of God. Okay, if they're in a Christian marriage or want them to come into the sheepfold, you can ask God. Amen? Is nothing impossible with God. Is no prayers. You know, I heard a person say, that's a stupid prayer. Ain't nothing stupid. It's coming from your heart. You want your husband, your sons and daughters, your whole family, you can pray these prayers. Amen? If they're straying, all right? Okay, let's look at Matthew 19:26. Father, thank you that even though it seems like there is nothing that can possibly change the heart of the son or daughter or your husband or wife, with you all things are possible. Amen? The same thing in Luke 1:37, all things are possible with God. With man, it's impossible. In the prayer, when you pray, leave it there and thank God. Amen? Number 14 point, Psalm 139:7. God, I thank you that you, son or daughter, husband or wife, can never escape the spirit or get away from your presence. Thank you that you will always be with your son, daughter, husband, or wife. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're at number 15. Psalm 138:8. Thank you, Lord, that you will perfect the plans for the son or daughter, husband, or wife, and you won't forsake them, him or her. Amen? There are so
Amen.
Many prayers to pray for a prodigal son. We can go to Michael 6:8. Lord, help me with my son or daughter to do what is right, love, mercy, and walk humbly for you. Amen? You want to show you want to be walking humbly for God. Okay? We don't want need no arrogant, rebellious kids. We can pray, God, you can do anything. Amen?
Amen.
Point number 17, 19 and 13. Psalms 19:13. God, do not let son or daughter, husband or wife, do wrong purposely, and do not allow the sin to have control over his or her life. Amen?
Amen.
James 4:7. Lord, please help me with my son, daughter, to submit to you and resist the devil so he will flee from him or her. Amen?
Amen.
The last one, Ezekiel. Ezekiel 11:19-20. God, I ask that you will put a new spirit in his or her, soften his or her heart, and make it tender so he or she will obey you and walk in his ways, God's
Amen.
Ways. Amen? All right, let's, you got many prayers you can pray. All right, let's go look at what is the three lesson of the prodigal son. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we'll be in Luke 15:13-16. The farther you wander, the farther away you'll be. All right, Luke 15:17-19. It is not too late to turn back if you're willing to repent. Amen? Point number three, you can never out-sin God's forgiveness, Luke 15:20-21. Okay? Hurting anyone, I apologize and said his own the fact that he has offered heaven, respectful way to refer to God as well as his Father. This reveals that sin is always against God. While it may also have been against others, the prodigal son fully admitted it. Amen?
Amen.
When you read, it's so much we can talk on this. Now I'm going to go and read something. Okay. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:18-21. And Luke, all this is going to come together. And Luke 15:11-12. There we clear Jewish custom regard how the father inherited, was passed down. How does this pass it? Sets the tone for what Jesus says and what he teaches. Okay? We go to Luke 15:13. That's the Jewish. It's always the first, okay? The first child that received the first blessing. Amen? In Luke 15:13-16, he left for a distant land. Have you ever found yourself in a familiar territory far away from God? Yes. I felt so far away when I was in the world, knowing this is not what God wanted me to be. Okay, and didn't know how to come out, but when I kept crying out to God, God will bring you back to where you're supposed to be. And that's when he changed the heart, the mindset. It's not all the time God will send people your way. He'll keep sending even babies, children. I was at the ministry and I was struggling because I had a big assignment to be over 107 people. And there were so many people that was prodigal, as well as myself, and God had just saved me. And I was in the house of the Lord. But do you know, God used a child, and the child couldn't even speak. And the child jumped off the bicycle. I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to give you a testimony how God had changed my mind. And I was going to walk away and back to the world because wasn't nothing behind me. But I thought I was missing something. I was missing my kids, my grandkids, the job. But God had then called me out of darkness into a glorious light. He called me to be over a ministry. And look at all the souls he had me over, 360 days, 14 years. And the child jumped off the bicycle. I'm sitting over there on these pallets in the shade. And that, you know, I'm like, God, this is a big sign, man. And I had never been over those many people every day. Bible study five times a day, making the meals, going to highways and byways, ministering, laying hands. It was something, getting God's house in order. But do you know what? The child said, God, he got up and he was talking to like, he said, God love you. This way you're supposed to be. I'm like, whoa. Had to get my attention. See, God can get you anybody's attention. He'll use a child to bring you back. My grandchild came back up there. She knows the direction, 7 years old. She, without her mother, she got somebody to bring her back. She remembered where they brought her to see me. And she came and said, I want you home, but they need you more than me. To have my attention that this is what God wanted me. And I cried because I didn't understand. And then I finally came to the concept because God was calling me to something greater, to help his sheep. Okay? I'm a sheep. And then if I would have been bucking, I'd have been bucking against God. And, you know, goats go against the word of God. And so God wanted me to serve for the kingdom of God. And it's awesome to serve God. And it got to be awesome. I got to love on God's people, his sheep, speak the word of God, minister, pray over the food we sent out, take clothes, Bible, make disciples. It was something. It was awesome. And we still do the same thing, okay? That's significant because he just brought me out of a distant land, but he placed me in the house of the Lord. Amen? All right. Amen. When you read, let's go back to Luke. When you read 15, 17, 19, what does it mean to come to your sense? When we rebelled against God, how would you describe the son's attitude from this passage? He rebelled, but he acknowledged it before God. He said, I sinned before heaven. He acknowledged it. See, he repented. He knew he'd have made the biggest mistake. And sometimes we can make the biggest mistake thinking we're right. We're not right. When you come to your senses, because if he didn't come, he would have been eating with the pigs. And he was better than them pigs. Amen? Look at 2 Corinthians 7:10. Define repentance in your own word based on the story. How would Jesus describe it? From sincerely from your heart. Not just say, I'm sorry. No, Father, I have sinned. I have sinned against heaven and earth. Okay, I sinned before you. And, you know, when I had to repent, I'm to my snot running out my nose. I'm crying. And I didn't care who sinned because it was between me and God. When I came and I sat, I had to just bow before a living God. And God knows each and every one of our hearts. He knows it. And that's what a lot of people, I had to go to Psalm 51. Created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Only one can get you right in the eyesight is God. And if you know God, yeah, I repented, I accepted Jesus again, got back baptized, and this time I got dipped 7 times. But that's between me and God. It's between you and his relationship. And that's to understand, I'm scared. A lot of people don't want to go before. I used to go before God, kneeled every time, because I'm kneeling and laying everything down at the feet of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. If this word ministers to you, and if you have any prodigal son or prodigal daughters or husband or wife you would like to call in, We would like to hear your comments, but please speak about the word. Please, I'm going to stay on for three calls tonight, but Pastor's going to bring our altar call right now. And if that word ministered to you, we would like to, you to call in and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to simply do is say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. And I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into the hands of my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my favorite tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you're out there and you said that prayer, please call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. And we'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, we got a couple callers here. They've got their hands up. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. Good evening, Ken and Pastor Wanda. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, hello.
Hi. Just wanted to say I really enjoyed listening to Wanda. And I actually had a question. I was talking to my neighbor who had his pride flag out, and we were talking out in our front yard, and he asked me my opinion about, you know, if does a gay person go to heaven? And I said, well, as far as I know, the Old Testament does not speak highly of homosexual activity, gay men, et cetera. And so I told him that I do listen to I go to church and I listen to a program that I can call into and ask. And I was kind of wanting to know kind of what would I tell my neighbor. You know, will he go to heaven when he dies as a gay man? What do you guys think about that?
Foremost, listen. See, most people got to work out their own salvation, okay? You don't know, and he don't know. And if he'd have prayed and asked God about this young man or whoever, Father, and, you know, we can pray for people. But with that person die, that between God and him. Because you don't know if he accepts Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. You ask a question, I'm going to answer your question. You don't know if that person accepted Jesus Christ before or after. And that's between God when it's time for judgment seat. Okay? So with me, I would be asking him to be praying for people or whoever dealing and living that lifestyle to be praying for them, for them to know Jesus Christ. And it's not a debate. A lot of people debate. What about now is the land of the living, okay? See, and then first of all, and you have to look at itself, will he go to heaven, okay? Because as many people have many sins, many, and they saw him say, I'm going to heaven, and they don't know if they're going to heaven. But when you have received salvation, salvation is not revocable. Okay, if you have said, Lord, forgive me for what I have sinned against you, and hold on, sweetie, I got calls coming in, but I got to talk to you. Romans 10:9-10, if he said, God, forgive me, it's between him and God, It's not about people down here on the earth. See, that's the part people worry about. See, it's about a soul winner. And if he's praying for those souls that's homosexual, whatever, it's a lot of sin, adultery, fornication, backsliders. Only God, he's the judge. Psalm 51. But you be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. I just had one more quick question. Our good friend of this show, Doug, who Ken can verify, he's been a friend of the show for years. Doug has been in prison now for, over a year, and he's facing a few years, and they have hit him with some new charges. We can write him letters, and we can send him email.
Okay.
And he is actually going to try to call in. So I'm hoping that Doug can call in the next 5 minutes
and
or so.
I want you to write Doug's name down because God can override, okay? I need you to be paying Psalm 37 over him as he's there because I had a son that had to go do 10. But the Lord was his safe, brought him back from safe harm, brought charges, but God said not guilty, okay? But he had to repent. And so first, you know, that's man. And the enemy want to put fear, but you need to encourage our brother. I will hope he called in and I give him what God always give me to speak to anyone. I sign petition. I speak on for the prisoners because we're the ambassador of Christ. Because a lot of people are locked up that's not have did anything. So we had to sign a petition to try to stop death from this woman, several men, and they know they was innocent. They have an innocent project as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I hope Doug calls in. If you guys have the phone ring here in the next 5 minutes or so, he does get a call once a week, and he's going to try to call in to the show from prison. And he is a big fan of Ken. He has been for years. And I hope you guys will pray for Doug. And I sure hope he calls in. And thank you, Wanda, for staying on and taking some calls. Some of us really enjoy you. Thank you for taking calls.
I had to stop for a minute because a lot of stuff was going on. But in the spirit realm, I had to shed it now. And it's between me and God. So I deal with a lot of souls, and I have a lot of people. Kids, cancer, AIDS. I have to deal with many things, okay? Homeland Security. And so when that all that stuff come at me, and then I have a war at night, but I thank God for you all listening. And you have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. As God keeps you saying,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, you can tell your friend, if he accepts the Lord Jesus Christ to be a Savior, then he'll surely go to heaven. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Pastor, I can take one more call. I'm going to take one more call because I got calls coming in. I got people in the hospital in different places, okay?
Okay, I'll take one more call. Here we go.
We got one more. We got a second.
Hey, what's
up, man?
This is Miss Dardell, man. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Al?
All right. I know Pastor Wanda knows how to cook. So I was remembering my papa.
I wanted to know how to
make some cornbread.
Listen, sir. If you call about the word of God, okay? I eat the meat. That's the word of God, sir. We don't talk about the prodigal son if you need prayer or anything. So I can't do food.
Yeah, I was talking
I'm not
about cornbread.
Listen, I'm not doing that tonight, sir. But you have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name.
You
God bless you.
You got any of those sanctified pennies?
Pastor?
Yep.
Pastor.
Okay.
We have a second part to this right here on repentance tomorrow. If you'd like to have a show, you text me if we can.
Okay, sure. Sounded great to me. I'll definitely get in contact with you about doing another show tomorrow. That'd be great.
Okay. All right. I'll see you tomorrow night. I have everything already written out in Jesus' name. I love you, Pastor. I love all listeners, all the women of God, and I hope y'all study thyself to show thyself approval, working at these I feel shame, and rightly by the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. The Lord love you. stand strong, be in good courage. God is with you. You have victory and you win. In Jesus' name. Pastor, always the love of God is upon you. In Jesus' name. And you always have victory and you win. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Pastor. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Okay. Let me take some more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
That's Wanda still there?
No. She left.
Well, my name is Wayne Kerr. I am from Fruit of the Loom. I wanted to get her to sponsor our underwear. Sorry. It's smoky here. All those trees in Canada blowing terrible stuff here. How can I
okay.
How can I reach that Wanda?
I to tell you the truth, I don't know. She's on. She'll be on here tomorrow night.
Well, I don't know if I can wait that long. We need a sponsor now. We need a spokesperson now too.
Oh. Okay.
Everyone's
well.
Calling asking for her panties. We just need to brand that stuff and sell it.
No, nobody's asking for a panties anymore. That's an old thing. Okay.
I just heard it 2 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. Well,
are you saying that wearing panties is ungodly? You know how many people that we employ? What kind of sick person doesn't want to wear panties?
Well.
Do you go commando style, sir?
No, I wear underwear.
Exactly. You know how many men get their penis caught in zippers? And thanks to panties and underwear, that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So she could be a light onto the nations by sponsoring and being our spokesperson.
Well, okay, I'll ask her. Okay, I'll message her later on and ask her. And she'll tell me what she thinks about the idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll stand on hold. I'd like to listen to the rest of this just in case she comes back on.
Okay. I'll keep you on. Okay? 111, you're on the air.
This is Daddy. Frank and Beach. It was the Frank and Beach. Here's some underwear. You got underwear, sir?
Didn't understand you.
Hey, don't hang her up on a mentally challenged person. Are you discriminating against mentally challenged person?
No, I don't discriminate against anybody. No.
Okay, thank you. I want to say, Pastor Wanda, good preacher.
Amen.
When I'm on my wheelchair, and she could preach, I have trouble. Putting my left hand up, and when she preaches, my left hand is up, praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I'd like to hear your callers. You got callers?
Yeah, I got another caller here from 111. Let me bring him on. 111, you're on the air.
This is Doug, and I'm getting raped in the ass. Oh, 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 in the prison. Oh. Can you send me the underwear? Oh.
Who dug?
Well, that was supposedly dug in prison. He wants underwear. All right. Okay. Well, we're pretty praying for you, Doug. Okay, you don't get raped anymore, all right? Okay. 111, you're on the air. Let's bring you on. 111,
hey,
you're on the air.
I'm calling to see if there's a vote tonight. Has there been a vote already?
No, there hasn't been any votes.
Oh, good. Okay, I know Farrar lost last night, and so I guess he's probably down in the dumps, right? Kind of depressed.
Nah.
Dump.
Is that Doug?
This
I heard Doug was getting raped.
Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy.
Is this a disabled person? We got a disabled guy here?
Yes. My name is Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Able.
All right. And I heard the guy from Fruit of the Loom calling. You might want to try to get another offer from Haynes. If you can get Haynes and Fruit of the Looms to get in a bidding war, then that's going to help a lot. It's going to bring in a lot more money if they have to fight for her services. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you got any other calls?
No, I don't got any other calls, Johnny. You're the last caller.
Okay.
I left Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Loom. Loops.
Roops?
Well.
Fruit of loops.
Yeah.
Also, Haynes.
Okay. Let's give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay, God bless y'all. Okay, I'm glad y'all listen. Okay, keep listening, and I'll keep preaching. Amen. All right.
And don't forget Haynes.
Fruit of the Loom is fruit and very sweet, and black people like sweet things.
Oh,
my God.
It's time.
If you take the Fruit of the Loom and juice it, it'll make a nice, sweet
Welcome
juice.
To Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hello?
Thank you. All righty. Well, I'm going to end the show. Yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to say good night, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for the callers calling in. Okay, may you have a blessed night. Okay, I'll take one more caller. Okay, we got his hands up. He just called in. Let's see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Why'd you hang up on me?
Yeah, it was an accident. Okay?
You don't like me?
Okay, give a shout out for Honky Smooth. Okay? Turn McGill Gunny, Gavin Moorhead, okay, Ashley, Tony Farrar, okay, give a shout out to everybody. Let's take on a caller here. 757.
Oh, hey, Ken.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing tonight?
The show yet.
Oh,
I'm doing lovely.
Something
happened. It happened. You want to know what happened today, Ken?
Yeah, tell me what happened.
Someone died. Someone I've been waiting to come to hell for so many different years. You want to know who?
Who?
Pat Robertson.
That's Gabby.
Yeah. Pat Robertson from the 7-Eleven Club. You know who he is, right, Ken?
Yeah, I know who he is, yeah.
You killed me.
Yep.
You killed me.
I finally got him. And I was wondering, maybe some people in the chat can answer, but how should we torment him? He said a lot of things about gay people.
Well, I mean, a lot of people say things about gay people, okay? I don't know why, but we just gotta, you know, put it behind us. Amen?
He's done a lot of things, so he's gotta pay for it.
Pass the kid.
He wanted to play stupid games, and he won a stupid prize. There's no one else on, or...
Hey, Cap, be gay. Hey?
No other callers?
No more callers. Oh, wait, we just got one. We just got one. Let me take it. 111, you're on the air.
Boot sex.
Okay. Let's take another caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I want to vote against Tony, and I want to go vote for Kent Jr., Kent Sr., Dr. whatever his name is, Dr. Kent. And I ask that Dr. Kent calls in.
Okay. What is this voting for?
Well, that's the person who's going to replace you.
No one's going to replace me.
No, Ken is. He's planning on it.
Nah. No, he's not.
He said he would. Yes, he would. He said he built Goddard's great rainbow ministry. It really belongs to him.
Well, it doesn't. It belongs to me. Okay, it doesn't belong to Kent. Never has.
Well, who's going to replace you when you die?
I don't know. Probably no one.
The answer is Dr. Kent.
No, it isn't.
Why not?
No, because he's got his own program. He's got Father's House.
Yeah, he wants God's Reasonable Ministry. There are three people on Father's House, and two of them are his panel.
Yeah. All right, let's take another call here.
You've dropped it many times before, so it's, you know, probably going to happen.
Ken, I got hung up on. I just wanted you to know that I'm going to vote against Dr. Kent because his entourage that he brings on is unlistenable. Doctrine is high on pills. Pastor Leroy is reprehensible. Janet is a Long Island hussy, and Kim is a mumbling moonshine drinker from Alaska. So there, we cannot replace you with Dr. Kent.
Amen. Amen. All right.
And you want this Tony F to replace him, sir?
I wouldn't mind Tony F taking over if Ken falls over dead. I mean,
Tony F is an abomination of Christ.
At least he would take calls.
Well, that may. Yeah, he'll take calls. And we can hear more about Cornhole Nation.
Yeah, why isn't Tony F. on here talking about his cornhole stuff?
Because Tony doesn't choose to come on.
So how are you going to let him take over?
He probably isn't going to take over, okay? Probably no one's going to take over.
Damn.
If I die, I guess God's Rainbow Ministry ends.
Well, now I heard this Benjamin Buford guy said he took it over. He's going to take it over. He wants the ministry for tax reasons, and he's going to take it over whether you like it or not. So you better install your own minister, pastor, or whoever in there.
Ken,
you
gotta
put this in your will. Put it in your will.
Yeah, you're taking out the collar. You're on here.
Need a successor.
Go in there. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Can I ask that Pastor Kent from the 506 call in? Can I make that request?
No, he didn't. If he calls in, I'll let you talk to him.
Oh, I think he's babysitting the sons of that new Janet girl on his panel.
Hello.
I hope he doesn't give them the look.
You're on there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
What's my name? My name is Pat Ken.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
Ask him his PIN number.
What's your PIN number?
Yeah, no numbers.
Oh, Kitty.
Oh, boy.
Kenny, I assume this is one of the depraved friends of Tony F.
Yeah.
One of the masturbators.
Ooh.
Yep.
I think we're going to be hearing a vibrator soon.
This is a card-carrying member of the Cornhole Nation.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back here tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda doing another great message. Amen. God bless you.
Talk Radio.